trying to do everything we can with, you know, all of the available items at our disposal to keep the firefighters that are responding to patients' homes and in the community safe. And certainly it's been working to that degree, but, you know, it is a virus and it's unpredictable, and we're just doing the best that we can. So the firefighters that have been tested positive are in home quarantine. They're doing fine. You know, we're following the CDC guidelines. We're following medical direction and just doing our part to, you know, kind of keep the process moving along.
What kind of protective gear do you guys have when you guys respond?
So basically, it's the kind of the same that most of the other first responders across the country are using as frontline gear, along with the EMS folks. So it's an N95 respirator, and then it's gowns, gloves, and you know, goggles that we're wearing anytime that we have somebody that's exhibiting flu-like symptoms or says calling in a dispatch that they've had flu-like symptoms or they've had a family member with flu-like symptoms. I mean, that's about the best you can do at this point. The problem is, as we all know, the PPE product and the N95 respirators and those things are in short supply. And the most critical need is at the hospital level. So while we are still okay with supplies, you know, we are having to do precautions and reuse supplies as well. So we've got to try to prolong the stash that we have. And that's kind of where the critical need will be for first responders, is as, you know, we're trying to locate supplies as well. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that. We're working with state and local officials to do that. A lot of companies calling and emailing saying that they have product they'd like to either donate or, you know, sell, of course. But it's basically the same thing that all the other medical professionals are wearing that are in the hospital.
Now, have you changed procedures when you respond to a call? Not necessarily maybe a fire, but if you're getting calls from people who want you to come to the house, responding to sick calls, anything different there?
So the biggest thing that the general public can do when they call, if they call 911, is to be forthcoming about any information that they may have about anyone or themselves in their house that may have flu-like symptoms, whether they have actually been tested, whether they are just, you know, thinking that they have flu-like symptoms, or they have a family member that's had flu-like symptoms. Be forthright about that with the dispatcher. Let them know up front, because what that does for our crews that are going to your door is allows them to be fully geared up before they hit the front porch. So the thing we don't want to happen is for them to make contact with you and then all of a sudden you reveal that you've had flu-like symptoms for a week, or someone in your family has, and our people don't have the protection that they need. So we're, you know, that's like the first thing that people who may call 911 can do. The second thing that we're asking is that if you are able to, meet us at the front porch, you know, be outside if you can, and that eliminates us from getting exposed to anyone else in your home, or for us to expose you to anything, you know, by coming into your home.
All right, Rita. Well, thanks so much and stay safe.
You're welcome, and you too.